And actually, you're going to have to sort this out. How many red cards this season?
Seven now.
Start with a disadvantage away to Chorley. Well, they've just got to play the hand they've dealt now that Donoghue has dealt them. Wilson nicely in there. Alex Newby. It's going to be number... Elliot Newby. And there it is. Chorley take the lead. Elliot Newby there. O'Halloran tried to stop it, rolled under his body.
Well, it took them around about 59 seconds to score after that red card.
Well, FC have got to somehow keep their heads up here. Will it be back to Wallen? Can he deliver quality? And it comes, but unchallenged is Baines. And breaking away now. 2-on-2 and plenty of other shirts streaking forward. Lynch. It bounces onto his hand, but they still have it. Elliot Newby. Let's go. Newby give and go. Newby with a chance. 2-0. Two goals for Newby.
We'll talk in a second once Manchester Storm's PA system's finished. So O'Halloran committed himself in midfield, left the space behind him, didn't get to the ball, and then it was basically a one-man defensive display from Lynch, and he couldn't do it in the end.
Yeah, he was just outnumbered, wasn't he?
And it was a nice finish, though. Good give and go. And Newby slotted away, very composed. And Chorley now, home and dry, you would think. 2-0. A man up as well, as Blakeman takes his time to place this ball. Nice ball over from Blakeman. 3-0. And so regulation, really.
Give it a second, James. Right,
I feel like saying TRY time.
They don't have music like this in rugby league, James. I reject that.
Super League.
Still, it's better than watching Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, I'm sure we can all agree.
Well, I watched it in a Curzon Cinema in Ernston, circa 1967.
Little thinking that you'd be here.
If you told me that on New Year's Day in 2018, I'd be commentating a football match in Chorley. Long ball forward.
Well, cut out Potts.
Potts does well, but then it gets muscled out of it by Carver. Carver takes it towards the byline. Plays it back. Getting in the way was O'Halloran. Carver, cross in. Lynch ducks and tricks his own man. And it's O'Keefe to make it 4-0. And it is embarrassing now.
Lynch ducked out of it.
And Allison wasn't ready for it.
No.
Can't blame. I wouldn't blame Allison for that. Unless, of course, he gave him a shout.
I don't think he did. I think he was expecting him to clear it. And all of a sudden, the ball was on top of him. But that's 8 goals in the space of 6 days, Chorley have put past us now.